We return here on the PM Sports page on the one to count on for today's local sports coverage, KCII. Well, with 3 weeks before the fall sports season, KCII Sports will use the next three shows to highlight the best answers that we've received from our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week segment from March through July. We're going to start out by going all the way back to late March in the track and field season. It is Mid Prairie sophomore Anna Hostetler was our athlete of the week during our March 30th show. She talked with KCII Sports about her relationship with her father, head cross country coach of the Mid Prairie Golden Hawks, Mark Hostetler.
We get along really well. He helps me a lot and just gives me a lot of pointers on running, and he has helped do some of my workouts over the winter and just telling me what to do and some race strategy and things like that.
Our April 6th show saw me travel south for an interview with WMU senior John Quinn of the Wolves track team. Quinn will continue his running career at Piedmont College in Georgia. He spoke with KCII Sports about the interest he received during the recruiting process and why he chose to take his running talents to Georgia.
A lot of the local schools in Iowa were recruiting me too. Coe, Simpson, Wartburg, St. Ambrose, but I think one of the main reasons I picked Piedmont down in Demarest was I just felt like I belonged there. They welcomed me. I felt like I could do something there. I felt like I could do great things and go out and help win conference championship, qualify for nationals, and who knows, maybe within the next 4 years come home with a national title.
Washington sophomore golfer Sarah Nackis earned her second Athlete of the Week honor during our April 13th show after posting her first below par score in her high school golf career. Nackis told KCII Sports she had to battle more than just the course during that below par round.
I think people might overthink it and the weather, you know. I mean, sometimes you just got to put it behind you, realize that scores might not be as low, but just don't think about it. I think if you just don't think about it, you'll play just as well and just stay focused, and yeah.
You're alluding to me that you ran into some weather. Talk to me about the weather conditions on Thursday. Was it not the greatest day for golf?
Oh my gosh, no. I had, I think, 3 layers on and hand warmers in my pockets and everything. Luckily, it didn't rain. I think it was supposed to rain, but it held off for us. And, you know, the sun would poke out for about 10 minutes and then it'd go back under for about another half hour or so. And I mean, it was just windy. It was really windy. And I think it was like the high was like 40 degrees, and it's just, you know, the ball doesn't snap off the club like it normally does, and that wind, it's blowing it, you know, can blow it 40 yards back or 30 yards over. It's just, I mean, it's just stuff all to take into consideration.
Waco senior Bryce Ocken earned his second Athlete of the Week honor during our April 20th show, this time as a member of the Warriors boys track team. Ocken told KCII Sports about his favorite athletic moment from his high school career.
I'd say going up to state track with the team my sophomore year with Dylan Carlson and Brett Heseltine and Cornell Hume, you know. We knew we were all right, but we really didn't expect to come out of the state meet as good as we did, and, you know, that was just a lot of fun that year.
Our final show in the month of April saw Winfield Mount Union junior Bryce Robison earn our Athlete of the Week honor for the first time after qualifying for the Drake Relays in the long jump. Robison told KCII Sports he made the state's biggest track meet on his final jump.
I wasn't going to jump at all that night, and I just decided, because my hips have been bothering me, I decided that I was going to give it one jump, and if I made it, then that's good, and if I didn't, then I was just going to stop and give up. But I jumped it, and I made it finally.
The first Athlete of the Week award in the month of May went to Mid Prairie junior Levi Dua of the Golden Hawk track and field team. Dua signed a letter of intent in late April to play college football for the University of Iowa and talked with KCII Sports about signing with the Hawkeye football team.
That's been my dream ever since I was little, is to go play football at Iowa, so it made it a pretty easy choice for me. I got that offer on Saturday, and then on Sunday I called Coach Ferentz and told him that I wanted to commit and I wanted to be a Hawkeye and follow out with my dream. So it was awesome getting to be in the room there with him and share that moment with my parents and everybody. We were all three pretty happy to see my dreams coming through and knowing that all the hard work has been paying off.
The next week, Mid Prairie sophomore Paige Slawbaugh became the third Golden Hawk athlete of the spring to win the award after earning the first hole-in-one in Mid Prairie golf history. Slawbaugh took KCII Sports through the milestone moment.
So the day hadn't been going super well, so my coach had come over and kind of like comforted me down, and I just got up there. And it was 101 yards, and it was up a hill, so you couldn't really see the green. So Tracy just said, just hit it, and it'll go. You'll be okay. So I just took a few practice swings and hit it. And we actually just saw it go over the hill, and it bounced up there really nice, but we didn't know exactly where it was. So I thought that it was on the green, but I wasn't sure. So we let everyone hit, and then I got up there. And I looked around the green, and I could not find it. I was so clueless. I was like, where in the world could it be? It wasn't in the fringe, so we kept looking. And finally, Tracy was like, well, did you check the hole? And I was like, no, there's no way. And so then he was like, yeah. And so he, like, reaches over and picks it up. But I had, like, looked away, so I looked back. I was like, no, you're joking. That's not my ball. He's like, Paige, it has your name on it. I was so excited.
Columbus junior Eric Cantarero became the first soccer player to ever earn our Athlete of the Week honor. Cantarero shared with KCII Sports what it was like playing with students from Winfield Mount Union schools.
Yeah, they are helping us a lot. I like to practice with them, and then we kind of have fun sometimes, and they are helping a lot.
And part one of our Best of Athlete of the Week segment concludes with the final interview of May with Highland senior Kiefer Sexton, who captured the Class 1A 3,200-meter run state championship. He told KCII Sports the impact his mother has had on his running career.
Every time I come up with a goal in my head, she's the one who puts it on paper and stamps it right on our refrigerator door, on our door that we walk out of the house in. She makes sure I stick to my goals and I keep to them. She's got a sign that says Drake. She's got a sign that says state champ. She's got a sign that says all my time goals I'm trying to break. Right now what we're working on putting up is all American for this coming cross country season. She's the one who makes me stick to my goals, and she keeps me on the right track.
Now part two of our Best of Athlete of the Week segment will focus on this year's softball athletes who have earned our weekly award. That comes up next week on the PM Sports page on the one to count on for today's local sports coverage, KCII.